It's about listening to and trusting our bodies and taking the first step. Maybe you just sit and you hold hands, and maybe you put your leg on his leg or your partner's leg. Maybe you just hold each other. Maybe you take some clothes off and hold each other, but don't do anything else. You just hold each other in that space of nakedness in every sense of the word, so vulnerable, without expectation, right? And so it's removing so much of the download of what we think sex is, that sex is intercourse and orgasms. And that's one part. That's one little part. That is not what sexual intimacy is. That's not what sacred sexuality is. That is not what sacred sexuality is. That might happen and it might not happen. And it really doesn't matter either way. It doesn't make it better or worse. It's just one part, but that is the only thing we have focused on in our culture. That's what we call sex. So we are broadening all of that here. And we're starting with our own stories, because the more we can unpack our own stories and claim our stories and look back and say, oh, that was assault. Oh, that was abuse. And every woman tragically has a story. That was the whole Me Too movement. We all have stories. And when we find the courage to step into those stories and tell those stories and claim those stories, best done with a therapist if you've never done it, truly, because it's really scary. Then we start to listen. And the more we listen to our bodies, the more we hear the subtlest cues. Oh, actually, I don't want to do that right now. And then we're able to find some voice. Too fast. I need to go slower. Oh, I thought I was okay with that, but I'm not. Can we stop? And hopefully you have a partner, or you will have a partner, that says, of course, thank you for telling me. We can stop. Can we try again? Yeah, we can try again. So that's sacred sexuality. Shannon says the vulnerability is the hard part, being able to be all the way seen. Yes. Him and I had an exercise through another book that had to just sit and stare into each other's eyes for 15 minutes. Mm-hmm. And I cried more than I expected. It was hard to be seen. Yes, beautiful. Thank you, Shannon. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I feel that so in my body right now. I think we can all feel into that place of exquisite vulnerability. That is sacred sexuality. That. So much more vulnerable than to like have sex with a stranger. You know, to sit and be seen, staring into each other's eyes for 15 minutes. And then, so that's where you start. And maybe that's all you do for a while. And you titrate back out if it feels like too much. Maybe you do 5 minutes. Right? But you're listening, listening, listening. And for him too. Like, for those of you with male partners, we are asking them to elevate. And every time we communicate, they are required to elevate, not do that thing that men have been conditioned to do. It's not loving for them either. You know, to just kind of bypass or override or cajole or come on, baby, whatever all that crap. Mm-mm. It's gross. It's just gross for everybody. It's not sacred sexuality. It's cheap. It's billboard sexuality. That's not what we are going towards anymore. We are shaking up the whole thing. And it's happening. It is happening in the collective. And it's, I don't swear, but it's effing hard. It's hard. I swear sometimes, but I don't swear on these calls. But it's hard. So it's like this place where I'm holding, this is our heart. This is what gets seen. Sitting across from your partner, tears, tears, tears. How painful it is to be seen because we haven't been seen. And so the longing comes up to meet that moment. That is sacred sexuality. It's nothing more than that. So you're saying, well, we can't do it, but you are. You're already doing it. You're already doing it. It's so brave. Okay, let's take a minute. There's no one in the chat at the moment, but we have about 20 minutes. So let's just take a minute to pause. To notice your body in this moment. Notice your heart. Bringing some breath and some kindness to your heart. If you feel like moving any body part, feel like getting up, listen to your body. It knows everything. It really does. Extraordinary vessels we have been placed into. So wise. So, so very wise. Holding our stories all these years. Holding our pain. Holding our shame. Holding the violations. Holding the abuse. Holding the assault. Holding the neglect. These sacred, 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 extraordinary, miraculous bodies. You can listen right now. Body, I'm listening. Body, thank you.